If you're talking about the daily housework, what would you say a woman does every morning? Just
generally. Clean the house.
I'm sorry?
Clean the house.
All right. What do you sweep with?
A broom.
All right. Say the broom was in the corner and the door was open in front of it. Where would you say the broom is in relation to the door?
Behind the door.
Okay. See, years ago, on Monday, women usually did their
laundry.
Alright, and what's the first part of that laundry? You gotta do several, there's several steps in doing the laundry, right?
You mean like sorting out clothes?
No, well, there are two things you do, basically.
Wash and rinse.
And supposing you had to get the wrinkles out.
Okay.
Now then, how do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Use the stairs.
Alright. Would you use a different word for those if they were outside?
Use the stairs. Outside stairs.
Would you say steps, then?
Nope.
Okay, so you'd say like the front stairs rather than the front steps.
Right. The front stairs. The front steps are for your porch.
That's what I mean.
I mean like saying, it don't be upstairs.
Right.
The steps are like saying, you got a porch and most of the time you don't have a three.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm talking about. They're outside.
All right, you say the front porch steps or the back porch steps.
Okay.
And the stairs, you just say the front stairs or the back stairs.
Must be a big house. You got front stairs and back stairs.
Well, you got a few of them. Like over in Tonga, there's one where you got stairs in the front and in the back.
Neat.
And you got a few hotels that you go up to. The front stairs are usually on the inside. The back stairs on the outside.
What are some other words for porches? Depending on, you know, their size or whatever.
Well, I don't know the two. That's porch and patio.
Okay, ever heard of gallery?
Gallery?
Uh-huh.
I've heard of a gallery, but not in respect to a porch.
Oh, okay. I think that's a real old-fashioned word for a front porch.
Yeah, because most of the time, a gallery is referred to where a person got the art room. Like saying they got pictures. They got...
Oh, an art gallery.
Well, not an art gallery in general, because you got pictures, you got awards you've won, hanging on the wall, you know, like certificates and stuff like that, and you got your trophies your kids have won and stuff like that.
Oh, in your own house you're talking
right.
about. Oh, okay, like in the den or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, see, some people, like the Smiths, they got a den and a gallery.
Oh, really?
Right, like, see, most of their kids are athletes.
Oh, okay.
And they got a trophy case in there. Then they got plaques and stuff on the wall, like that. And then they got pictures on this side. And they got certificates over on that side.
Okay. What if the porch was upstairs on the second story? What would it be called then?
Balcony.
All right. How about if it runs all the way around the house, like in those old-fashioned houses? Is that still a porch?
I wouldn't know.
If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell somebody to please
close it.
Or the other way.
Shut it.
What would you call the boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other? They're white usually.
Call them boards.
How about weather boards?
They call them boards.
Alright, have you heard siding?
Yeah.
Different.
Well, when you refer to siding, it's usually made of aluminum.
Okay. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
The rain shield.
No, just the top of the house.
Oh, the roof?
Yeah. What do you call the little things built along the side of the roof that carry water off?
Drainage.
Or gutters?
Yeah, gutter line.
What do you call the little building out back that would be used for storing wood?
Woodshed.
How about for storing tools?
Tool shed.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a lean-to?
No.
Alright. What do you call an outdoor toilet?
Outdoor toilet.
Alright. Did you draw me a house with an outhouse before?